Okay, so Charlotte, you're calling with another update. The last time we spoke, I believe we were striking a slightly optimistic tone in the sense that Billy was basically, in your own words, maybe only a few weeks away from life changing surgery. What's happened now in the interim period?
Well, Paul, in the interim, Billy's test results were showing a lesion on the front left lobe of his wee brain. But the what's transpired is the actual lesion. I should say, Paul, that on the front left lobe, which the neurosurgeons and the doctor here felt that he would be a candidate for laser surgery, which would be a less invasive procedure for Billy to cope with. But the results of the second set of tests that he had done there has come through, and the lesion is actually much deeper in Billy's brain than they anticipated. It's actually on the left temporal lobe, which is deeper in the brain, sort of, you know, Paul, just above the left ear, which is actually, it's a condition called mesial sclerosis. So the procedure is going to be a bit more severe, in fact, a lot more severe for Billy.
So basically what we're talking about is the extent of the lesion is much more than that had been previously anticipated. Therefore, the surgery that Billy will require to save his young life, to preserve his young life, is going to take a larger toll on him in the long term.
Yes, it means, Paul, that the temporal lobe would have to be removed. The full temporal lobe, and that means that he would have to forfeit his memory and his speech.
And in spite of all that, he will love?
Yes. It'll save his life, Paul, because all that's going to happen is the lesion will continue to manifest and grow, and therefore with that the seizures will continue just to get worse.
How did you feel whenever the special surgeons, the doctors came back to you and gave you the news of the lesion? Obviously, it's not the news that you wanted to hear, because you would have liked the less invasive option, the option which would have maybe preserved more of Billy's functions. Just give us a sense of how you felt when they told you that it was going to have to be a bit more extensive.
Just feel really sad for Billy, you know, Paul. He's been through that much. He's a real wee fighter, but it's just like another blow for him. Just feeling really sad for him, really sad about it.
And where do you go from here, Charlotte? Really?
You know, it's very clear from the doctors here, if the procedure is not carried out, you know, the unthinkable would happen to Billy. So it's sort of, I suppose, Paul, the lesser of the two evils. It has to be done to save his life.
It's just another setback for a young man who's done nothing but fight and continue to fight. And we've almost seen maybe a bit of a happy ending to this, but it's maybe just taken a bit of a sour turn.
Yes, what the doctor here is Billy has more tests now to get in the next coming couple of weeks, Paul, as well, because the lesion where it's actually positioned on the temporal lobe is very near his central nervous system as well. So they need to be very careful and cautious, obviously, when they go on to do the brain surgery. So he's going to have some more tests in the next couple of weeks to just actually, I suppose, to fine-tune exactly, what has to be removed and how they're going to do it. The doctor described it as a very complex procedure, a very rare procedure. It's one that they haven't seen for a very long time. So he's starting Billy on the cannabis oil to try and control the seizures while he's now waiting for the surgery.
It sounds like an incredibly delicate and incredibly intricate procedure, and I suppose everybody here's, you know, knowing that he's in the best of hands.
Yeah.
Where does this leave the campaign? He's still urging people to get behind you, to help get this, you know, I know it's life-saving surgery that we're looking at here. Is the campaign still going strong?
Yes, still going strong, Paul. Even more so now. We would, you know, we need people to donate and people to come forward and help. And it's just simply, you know, the medical bills are mounting, and the surgery is still ahead of Billy. We just can't do it on our own. We just need all the help we can get, Paul, at this particular moment in time.
And I've noticed the Facebook page is quite active, and there's been a lot of efforts locally, you know, right across Northern Ireland and County Derry, County Tyrone and other parts to raise much needed funds. And I suppose you must be gladdened by the fact that so many people have connected with your story and they've felt the need to get out there and do something.
Yeah, we're just truly indebted to the generosity of the public, Paul. Absolutely, truly indebted to them. Like, I can't thank them enough for what they have done for Billy and what they continue to do. The Deputy First Minister Martin McGuinness is taking part this morning in the 100-hour treadmill event that's been going on all weekend in Derry. It was running there, Paul, from Friday evening, and it's running, you know, right through till tomorrow afternoon, Tuesday afternoon. But the Deputy First Minister heard of Billy's plight, obviously, and he's getting on the treadmill this morning in Focus Gym in Dungiven for 1 hour till support Billy.
That must really gladden you, and you know, I suppose everybody must be thinking, you know, wow, what a strong character. They've gone through so much and they get to this point so far. If you would, Charlotte, could you just sum up your thoughts and feelings having come this far with Billy?
Well, just the first thing is, Paul, I would say, look, I just feel truly blessed that he's still here and he's still with us and he's still fighting. And nothing seems to faze him. He's always happy. I'm just hoping that with the help of the public, we can see the journey to the end for Billy, and that he survives, and you know, we get back home to Northern Ireland where we belong. That's, you know, that's what we really want.